Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, New Zealand's only full-time conspiracy talk radio. And incidentally, it's only being broadcast in America. Don't you love that? Okay, speaking of New Zealand and America and the things that relate, we have my very special colleague, friend, and other very, you know, positive, nice adjectives, guest on here for the moment, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com and RealGorillaMedia.com. And before we go to her for a second, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Those of you who are subscribers to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, I think there might be two of you left. A whole lot of people have cancelled their subscription to the Vinnie Eastwood Show because of the PayPal worries that we've had over the last couple of days. I've sent out a number of emails and things like that, and thank you for listening to me when I told you to cancel. Now the everything is all sorted. So if you want to go to the homepage, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, just down on the left there, I think scroll down just a tiny bit, and down on the left there underneath where it says, you know, we accept donations and what have you, there are two new PayPal buttons there. Buy now if you want to make a donation between $5 and $100 or whatever. And the subscribe button if you want to donate regularly. And I will be available for comment on this as well if you want to email me and sort out some kind of a refund if you want from the previous account. I can refund stuff from that previous account, but I can't do anything else with that. So there's the housekeeping done. And we also have Rupert Quaintance coming on the show today. In fact, we could probably bring him up right now, I guess. Suzanne, while we're waiting for Rupert. Rupert, are you there, mate? No, it had a bit of a drop-off. Okay, Suzanne, news. Cyprus, the frickin' scumbagger in. Dig this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, over the past weekend, the government said, well, they took a bailout, or they were going to take a bailout from the IMF, and in order to pay it back, they were going to siphon out money from people's private checking accounts, a percentage. If you had a deposit, if you made a deposit and it was a low amount, it would be 6.75%. If it was a higher amount, it would be 9.9%. And so everyone ran to the ATMs. One guy got a bulldozer and tried to bulldoze the front of the bank to get in there. The banks closed their doors. They ran the ATMs dry. And then the government said, we're not going to take the bailout from the IMF. They went ahead and said, we're not going to do it. Russia has decided to help them out. And the finance minister from Cyprus is now speaking with the finance minister from Russia, and they're working out the details. The IMF is really upset, and the European Central Bank is very upset. And in mainstream media here in the United States, they're talking about how horrible it is that this is happening, what a bad deal this is. But really it boils down to Russia has a lot of money in Cyprus banks. And they're in talks of purchasing the popular bank in Cyprus, which is owned by the government. And the Cyprus government is talking about trading some of their natural gas reserves in order to help pay for the bailout that Russia will give them. So they're doing some barter and trading, and they're walking away from the IMF. Christine Lagarde actually had her house raided by the French police on an unrelated charge, and is under suspicion of doing some bad things, but of course she's part of the IMF, so she does bad things all day long. But it's also in New Zealand. And I wrote the article and put it up today. The finance minister in New Zealand said, hey, what's going on in Cyprus sounds like a good deal. Let's do that too. Let's take money out of people's banks.
The finance minister, Bill English, I'm familiar with him. It really annoys me that New Zealanders think that their politicians have brains. You know, they freaking, they've got evil, and that's it. Okay, they've managed to squeeze out every other part of their personality and just leave, you know, just this pure evil in there, you know, and this pure manipulative ability.
Oh yes, we're going to make sure that all the slaves and serfs bail out our banks.
And speaking of which, evil cackles. We have Rupert Quaintance on the line. Rupert, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mm-mm. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
I don't know how to answer that question, honestly. I'm a little conflicted.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about this the Cyprus bank bailout type of thing. Now, isn't it one of the most sickening things that you could ever think of, and so obviously tyrannical, that you would steal the people's money, like the government would steal the people's money out of their own bank accounts in order to give it to private banks? What the hell is that? You know, in what universe does this make any kind of sense? You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You just, and I was just thinking about this morning, and maybe the both of you might be able to comment on this. Let's just thinking about this. Hold on a second. When was the last time I actually got out of my house, you know, and instead of just doing this radio show and exposing scumbaggery on here, when was the last time I actually got in the face of one of these scumbags? When was the last time I actually stopped anything from happening? When was the last time I actually informed people who didn't already know what was going on about the truth and things like this? And the answer is I haven't done it very much at all.
Well, it takes all types, Vinny. Don't get down on yourself. I do the same thing, too, man. I make my videos, I put them up, and I'm not really doing much, you know, community activism. There's certain people got mouths, some people got cameras and bullhorns. It's just it's all kinds of us, man.
Yeah, some people got mouths, some people got balls. Well, see, again, the coolest stuff that you ever get on camera is when you're actually there in the middle of the action, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, at the protests and things like that. Yeah, we could talk till we're blue in the face on the radio all day long, but it doesn't have that air of action, you know, that awesomeness.
Well, like, if you get a breaking news story that people haven't heard before, that can be even better than the live shot, because you, radio guy, are leaving it up to the people's imagination a little bit. That's if you find, like, a juicy tidbit that you know something about that you can, like, throw out there. But to answer your question, and then I hope the question is also answered by the other guests, but it doesn't make sense in any universe to do that. It's just you would have to convince everyone all at once that it's wrong. And they think it's right because greed is kind of written into the code of the dollar. The greed is pretty much how everyone keeps stepping on each other's face and stuff. So when you look at it, when you're one of these guys that's like moved up into the company, you've been taught your whole life that the bottom line is the most important thing. You've never even been shown a human being and how the human being equates into that. So it's not so much just one guy sitting there. It's just a bunch of dumb people sitting there doing what they were told to do.
Yeah, retarded automatons with pens who control retarded automatons with guns. Isn't that interesting?
No, it's, yeah, there's a lot of them with pens, though.
Yeah. Hey, we're honestly, like, the founding documents of our countries, right? You know, like, the New Zealand founding document was come up with over a series of weeks and things like that in order to have, you know, like, one document that was easily understandable by all and, like, two pages or whatever in the New Zealand Treaty of Waitangi here. And then, yeah, jump forward to today. And the irrational party, or rather the National Party, who's in charge of the government right now, whose leader is a former Federal Reserve banker who was a Merrill Lynch's representative for 2 years for the European bond and derivatives trade. Dude, they've been passing minimum two whole laws per day, okay? And they've been in power for what? Now, since 2008, I think, or even early. Again, oh my God. Does that mean they've come up with literally 1,000 laws at this point? More than 1,000. Like 2,000 laws in the space of a couple of years, where the founding documents took a couple of weeks and they kind of still sit pretty today. There's a massive disparity there. And I wonder just what is being put into all this kind of legislation. I'm sure it's the exact same in the States. What do you reckon, Suzanne?
Oh, yeah. Well, Obama just writes an executive order. He doesn't even, he makes the threat, if you don't do what I say to the Congress, I'm going to write an executive order, and then he does it. And so he doesn't care what our system of government is. He doesn't care about the checks and balances. He just writes an executive order, and he gets what he wants.
Yeah. Well, in New Zealand, what they do is they say, we're going to pass it under urgency, right? Like, that means that everybody has to be stuck in Parliament until they pass the law. Basically, that's it. We're doing it under urgency. And they do weird things under urgency, man, like practically everything, like mandatory chipping of cattle or something. Oh, my God, it's so urgent.
That sounds like duress.
Yeah. And the worst part is most of the parliamentarians aren't freaking there when they pass these laws. There's like a dozen people in the House out of 100-plus possible representatives.
They really know
the
when to put it in there.
The law's not being passed. The law's not even being passed by people who got elected and represented. They're being passed by a dozen representatives of the representatives who got elected. You're going to be freaking kidding me. It's like the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 gets passed by like six people who weren't on holiday and Christmas yet.
Yeah.
That's when to vote. If you want something to go through, that's when you do it.
Yeah.
Or the NDAA, when we're all celebrating New Year's Eve and having a drink, and by the way, all of our freedoms are gone in the next day.
Yeah. And the rate that they're writing legislation now, I mean, you know, old laws are very easy to understand, allegedly, you know. Like, I had a pastor on the show once, guys, and he said to me, look, this is a book of law here, okay? You can fit it between two fingers. You cannot fit the Patriot Act in between those two fingers. Heck, you need practically some kind of a forklift in order to pick up this legislation. You know, it's ridiculous. It's beyond a joke. How in the hell has everything gotten so convoluted so quickly and so easily? And the answer is people don't read anymore. And all the, I mean, look at it this way. What if laws were done as YouTube videos instead? Okay? And people could actually vote on them. Like, here's the legislation, et cetera, in plain, simple English. I don't know if anybody here has actually ever read a piece of legislation before, but it doesn't make any sense. It's convoluted, BS, wank, okay? I cannot come up with a more appropriate word for how legislation is currently conceived and written about other than the word wank. It's just that simple. It's beyond comprehension. You don't have any freaking clue what the hell they're talking about. You know, like you're sitting there, you're reading this, and you go, "Speak English, motherfucker!" You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. How can people?
Ooh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've only got about 45 seconds left in the segment. Suzanne, have you got any final words?
Get your money out of the bank. For the love of God, I've been saying it for like 9 months now. It's safer underneath your mattress than it is in the bank.
It's safer underneath your mattress while your house is burning down than in the bank.
Yeah, right. Buy the wallet that Christopher Dorner had. It's industrial.
Yeah. Have some kind of I don't know. You can actually feed it to your dog, you know. Feed your Federal Reserve Bank notes to your dog, and when it poos them out the other end, it would actually probably be just as useful at the same time frame as the money that you've still got left in the bank. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling a bit silly today. All right, Suzanne Posel, thank you very much for joining us. And Rupert Quaintance is my guest for the remainder of this first hour here. Suzanne, thank you very much and fare thee well. She does a lot of articles. I don't have time to read them. In fact, I don't even have much time to read anything. In fact, if I'm on somebody's mailing list, please take me off it. I'm not reading it. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.